Welcome back to Locker Room Dads, hosted by myself, Pat O'Donnell, punter for the Green Bay Packers, and Josh Brinzo, brewery owner. We both have two amazing girls with two pregnant wives at home currently. But today's guest on the show is a former first-round draft pick from the Oakland Raiders. He has more awards than I have time to list right now in this podcast, but to name a few, we got Defensive Player of the Year, three first-team All-Pro selections, six Pro Bowls, two Butkus Awards, and top 100 greatest Bears of all time, just to name a few. But currently, he is a Los Angeles Charger, but more importantly, he is a new locker room dad. So without further ado, Khalil Mack, man, welcome to the show.
Appreciate you, brother. That was a good one.
But appreciate you joining, man. How are things out in L.A. right now? Did you get used to that traffic yet?
Yeah, well, we're a little down the way, closer to Orange County, so it's not
okay.
Too bad, but it's the same type of vibe.
Is it worse than Chicago traffic? I don't know. I haven't experienced L.A. traffic, so I do want to know.
It can be close depending on what time you actually hit the road. So I feel like it's kind of like the same depending on what time of the day it is, but it's low-key close. Even though Chicago, you don't expect it, but expect it out here in L.A., making it a little bit more, you know what I'm saying?
I got you.
What's you?
But how's the family adjusting? Was it hard to take them cross-country, essentially? I know a lot of people probably listen, and they don't really understand the ins and outs of, like, taking a family now, like, cross-country. Like, when you're single, you could just pop up wherever. Yeah, but now you got a lot of stuff to deal with, and I didn't know where you were in the world. So you're in L.A. right now. I assume you stayed out there all off-season. So that's home base now?
Yeah, well, I can say it's home base, but, you know, Florida forever be home base. But
I love it.
You know what I mean? It's always love being home in Florida. But, yeah, it was different. It was a different transition this time around, especially coming to Chicago that first time. I was in New York when I heard about the trade, and I didn't ever get back to San Ramon, or California. That's where I was before I went to Chicago. And so
okay,
it was like I had a book bag and a backpack. It's like old stuff. And it was like I was on the road, you know what I mean? Kind of just living out of my bag type of vibe, you know what I mean? And it was a cool transition. Like, I was able to just move in the house and finally move my stuff over from California like 2-3 months later. But this time around, it's way different.
A few more moving parts.
Yeah, a lot more going on, man. Definitely had to make sure everything was set up before my son and my fiance got out here and was able to die. Then everything was smooth from then on. You know what I'm saying? But yeah.
Oh, that's awesome, that's man. I'm glad that you're all set up because I tell you what, being in Green Bay, there is like nothing. You can't even buy anything out here. You can't even rent anything. It's so hard. But I'm sure you got a nice little crib out there, which is awesome. But before we get into the dad life, I do got to ask you this question. I heard a little rumor that you taught yourself how to play guitar at the University of Buffalo freshman year. I don't know if that's true or not, but I do want to hear from you if you did this.
Yeah, man, you found a jewel right there. It's been a while since I had to talk about that.
Yes.
You know, it was a little, you know, it's cold in Buffalo, so you stay in the basement. I was in the basement of a couple of these cribs just vibing some nights, and they'll be playing the guitar. I'm like, oh, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? Let me try to figure this out. And so I look up things on YouTube to play simple stuff. And from then on, it's probably like 3 or 4 songs that I taught myself. And after that, it was over. Like I broke one of my fingers, and it was over with.
Oh no!
Dude, that would be awesome. That would be your sack dance for at least one of the games.
Yeah,
rip the guitar. Yes. No,
please bring that out.
But getting back to dad life. So what? Tell everyone like your son's name, his age right now. Because I'm sure everyone's, like, dying to hear the next edge rusher that's going to be in the Hall of Fame one day.
he's a junior, so he's Khalil Mack Jr.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's my boy.
Love it.
Man. He's right around 14 months right now. Getting close to 14 months, I believe.
Okay.
He had a birthday May 29th. And so, yeah.
So we class of 2040.
That name's going to be forever on that football field, Mac.
Yeah, man. So it was important to me to have a junior, man, so he can, you know what I'm saying, go and keep the name and whatever he chooses to do, you know what I mean, make it great.
That's awesome.
No, because I was going to ask you if you went with a different route, because I'm currently in a situation where we're like coming up with two names, boy, girl, because we're the people that don't find out. So I was going to ask you, like, and people are like, do you want a junior? And I'm like, I wouldn't mind it, but I don't know, like, how my son would take it. Yeah. I'm sure they would be, like, appreciative, but.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But
my brother was a junior, so I used to grow up. That was my older brother, Sandy Mack Jr. So I used to grow up thinking, like, dang, why was it not a junior? You know what I mean?
Like, I'm cool. No, I like that.
Like, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It was just a whole comparison thing of why my dad chose him over me, not understanding that he was just the oldest.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you got a little family tree behind it. I like it.
Yeah, just a little bit. So I was going. Yeah.
But
I think when you name your kid a junior, too, there's some pressure on him. The name there is a junior, so you got a third.
Yeah, all right. My fiance said the same thing, but I doubt he kind of, he probably just going to move on to something else, maybe. Everybody passing along. I just have girls, ain't no telling.
That is the truth. But though, how was Khalil's birth? Was it pretty straightforward?
Yeah, it was pretty straightforward, man. He came out pretty fast, and yeah, he was just right there and all bloody and.
Oh, so you watched. I was going to ask if you.
Yeah. I was in there, yeah. Phone in hand. It was a whole process. It was very different, man. I feel like that's one of the wildest things you could probably ever experience.
Yeah, we always talk about that. And I actually am a firm believer that you should be there to watch it. I think it's kind of insane. So we always ask everyone if they recommend watching it.
Hey, man, it's so impressive, dog, to be like, you'll never understand the strength of a woman until you in that moment with them, seeing that.
100%.
Oh, man, it's different.
Yeah.
So you recommend staying below the sheet. Most people recommend going above the sheet. They don't want to see the blood. They get weak knees, probably pass out.
Yeah. But that's the thing. I feel like I've been around some gruesome things, but that was a whole another level. I've seen broken hands, broken elbows, and all type of different stuff. But that's a whole other level of gruesome, bro. It's different. That's a different vibe.
Were you able to hold your son though? Like right after?
I wasn't able to hold him right after. They brought him to me. I remember them bringing him to me, but I couldn't hold him right away. I had to wait until they, like, wiped him off and did all the, you know what I'm saying? Weighed him and stuff like that. And then you got to hold him after that.
I'm trying to remember, because it was last year during the season. Were they pretty loose on the protocol for COVID stuff, or were they still a little uptight, keeping one person in the room?
Yeah, and that was tough because, you know, her mom wanted to be in there, and it was like, damn, you kind of feel conflicted. Like,
damn, yeah.
Try to mix it up a little bit, and then you in there by yourself, and you got to do everything. It's like, pampers for the first 2-3 days, no sleep. I'm like, oh, man, that was a different vibe for me.
I'm pumped, dude, that you were changing the diapers and everything.
Yeah, it was.
You were in there.
Oh, yeah, I was in there.
So what... If anything, was there one thing that you didn't expect, though, like, throughout the whole process? Like, for me, I always talk about how, like, I thought it was going to be like a movie. Like, they bust through, like, the double doors and, like, everyone's screaming and, like, you go to a room. Like, it wasn't like that, I'm assuming, for you, or was?
No, it was a lot more chill because she kind of like me, you know what I mean? She'd be chilling. And so when her water broke, it was like, baby, like, what's up? Her and her mom in the other room. Like, I don't know. I think my water breaking right now. I'm like, really? And so that was my first time kind of panicking. Like, I'm normally like a cool, chill, you know what I mean? Like, well.
Oh, for sure.
But her being chill kind of calmed me down. And I'm like, oh, well, okay. The doctor told us we can, you know what I'm saying? We can shower and then, you know what I'm saying? We can just take our time and be on our way. And so the Chicago traffic again.
Oh,
like of course.
That leaking in my Rolls Royce, like it was. It was the whole thing, man. I'm like, dang, y'all just got the orange. You know the orange. You seen the orange seats in the?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, so I'm like, yo, man, we should put a little more towels down or something. Like, I'm thinking about all this, but at the same time, trying to make sure she okay and calm. And but it was a cool experience. It was just chill, and then once we got there, everything was smooth. And then he was here, and that's when shit got real.
Dude, that was the most epic comment we've ever had this.
Yeah, I do like that. You know, I always find it funny too, because like you think when you get there, doctors are gonna be like going nuts too, and they're like, all right.
So
let's go.
They probably never seen a Rolls Royce pull up with a pregnant wife getting out, dude. I'm sure they figured it out real quick, but
that's a pretty good way to go to the hospital.
I was second guessing that the whole way. Like, yo, I should have just took a different truck or something, but that car already had the car seat in it and everything like that. I'm like, all right. Yeah,
so you beat me to the next question. I was going to ask you if you went through the whole car seat deal. When you go in the hospital, they make you bring the car seat in.
Yeah. It's tough.
Did you already know how to put it in, or were you like trying to?
I'm one of them guys, man. I like to be prepared, so I kind of already took myself steps to the steps and YouTubed it and went through the steps and knew how to get them in and out. But as soon as he got in, and then it was like, oh, damn, how do I do this again? And trying to fix it. And like, dang, sweating the whole time. Like, oh, man, okay. But it was, I'm one of those, man. It was kind of, I try to plan everything out and kind of know what to do a little bit, at least.
That's good advice, though, for new dads out there, because you hear a lot of people not knowing how to do the car seat when they get out of the hospital, and it's a mess.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. It's still tough because, the steps get more when they get older. You got to turn them around and then flip, and then it's like these car seats get more and more complicated, man.
Yes.
Do you know what car seat that you have? Like, do you have a really good one?
Yeah,
we had the Duna.
The Nunu or Nuna or whatever that's called.
The Nuna,
The Nuna?
That's what we got. Pretty smooth. That was pretty like self-explanatory for most
people. Yeah. No, that's the best, when you don't have to like worry too much about like doing something for the kid, because you're like worried about the safety, and then you're like, your patience probably get thin real quick, and you're like, well, this is for my son. I got to figure this out. But do you have one gadget or like toy that Khalil like gravitates to, or something that you would like recommend, like hands down, like this is one thing you have to have, like for a new dad?
Dang, like a toy?
Yeah, or it could be anything. It could be a bottle. Because all bottles aren't the same. I'll tell you that.
I feel like my son was just so unique. Like anything that we bought him, he'll play with it for a second and just move on to something he's not supposed to do. So I have this, my fiance, she bought a, you familiar with like those boxing things, the white boxing thing that you hit and it kind of tell you how many times you hit it or whatever. So I had one of those in my front room, like around like after Christmas, like probably like a couple months after Christmas time, like right around the time we were probably about to move. And he was just starting to walking around and crawling around and getting to walking a little bit. And he'll gravitate to that thing, bro. And so we had to end up buying him his own like small version of that, like a boxing bag, with the things you hit, they kind of pop back up. So he got one of those, man. And I kind of just go over it, buy it, and like we always hit it together, and he love it. Like I just say it, and he'll just go and just start beating this thing up. So, I like that.
Awesome.
It's dope. It's pretty cool.
I mean, I didn't expect anything less than your son wanted to just like kill someone like right out of the womb. He's in a boxing bag, like, yo, like 5 months old.
He's coming out.
Super unique, bro. I'm telling you, it's different. It's different. He loved that thing too. I'm telling you, I got the basketball room right next to it, just for like recreational purposes. He always go to that, so it's like, okay, I see what you want to do.
Yeah, he's already 100% made up his mind.
You know how many dads though are now going to like go out there and try to get a boxing bag like and put in there their son? Yeah, I can't even hit him. They're gonna be like, "Oh, Khalil's Max son does this. I'm gonna do this."
Yeah, know, we're teaching him. So I'm curious. We're talking about all this and passing on some hobbies or whatever outside of football, getting your son into something. What's a hobby that you hope your son picks up, whether it's music or whatever?
I kind of hope he gets into. I mean, as far as hobbies, though, man, that could be anything, right? Ooh.
You're going to be, like, putting him in karate?
Like he likes to, I feel like he likes to read. That's something I never really did like that. I listen to audiobooks now, but it's like reading was never my thing. Even though I can read aloud.
I hated it.
All the things I needed to do to get through school and college, halfway, almost done type vibe, but... He seems like he's into it and he wants you to do it all the time because my wife, well, my fiance kind of does. She reads a lot and then now he likes to read because she reads to him all the time. So it's like, hopefully he keeps that and like reads more and like gains more knowledge.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Do you do the bedtime routine with the book?
Yeah.
Or his wife,
yeah.
You do that? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. She does that. Yeah. So he always looking for it. Yeah.
I tell you what. Right now, currently, my wife is out because we're about to leave and go up to Wisconsin. So I'm like, go out with the girls, whatever. And I'm like putting the baby down and I'm like, I almost kind of forget like the process. Like, I'm just like, you've been doing it for so long and like you do it so perfectly. Like, I don't want to mess anything up.
Yeah.
I'm like.
Legit, it's the same, bro. It's the same for me, man. I'll be like, after he get out of the bathtub or whatever, and it's time for him to eat. He'll come to me sometimes, but most times, like, bro, just leave me alone and let me go to mom and let her do it. You don't know what you're doing.
She's going to be covered. Doing,
but how cool is it, though, that your son now is going to be able to go to training camp and games and stuff? Like, I'm sure that was, like, a big thing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, all the guys used to have him. And that was one of my biggest things. I wanted to play long enough for my kid. I could take that picture, you know, see him after games. But how excited now are you able to pass that on? And, you know, now in L.A. at all places, now you get to hang out with him in training camp.
Yeah, nah, that's going to be real dope, man. She would say that when I was – like when she was pregnant, she'd be like, well, this time next year, he'll be able to actually go. And it'd be like so dope because he'll be able to walk around and kind of be around with you or whatever the case may be. So it's a dope thought, man. I can't wait to kind of, you know what I mean, experience that because I definitely saw Derek and all those guys, even, you know what I'm saying, even you later on, but not really.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because of COVID protocols type vibe, but. It's a dope experience, man, just to be out there probably with your kid, man.
Yeah.
Are they pretty cool with having family, like, on the field at OTAs and stuff, or, like, did they mention it?
Yeah, they I feel like Staley mentioned to me that they have, like, a family night where, you know what I mean, where, well, probably, like, every like, Wednesday or Thursday night, they kind of all get the, whether it's coaches or players, they kind of bring their families in and kind of have like a dinner or whatever afterward.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I tell you what, man, that is like so huge. Like when you get older, like you want to be able to have those moments with them because you like work your ass off on the field.
Yeah.
And like just because your wife doesn't see you a lot during training camp in the season. And like those little moments are like precious and epic. Like I can't wait for you to post that picture though, like your son having the Mac on his back, like, and I'm like, this is gonna be 52 is gonna be so awesome. But dude, I'm super pumped for you though, man. I do want to ask you though, have you traveled yet with Mac? Is there anything that you would recommend to parents out there? We'd love to cover it. I know
travel's tough.
You say travel,
like have you been in a car? Like my daughter like hates the car. Like I remember my first time I flew commercial with her, it was like not good. It was just, I was the parent with a screaming child, and she was so chill leading up to the airplane. And as soon as we touched foot in the airplane, she went apeshit. I was like, no.
That's how everyone's it goes.
Yeah.
That's how it goes.
I feel like he's been pretty cool in the car for the most part. Like, he's chill. Like, he listened to the music, and he's just vibe. And next thing you know, you look back, he's knocked out. Most times. Like, it's been, I'm going to knock on wood for that one, because he had one time he turned up, and it was horrible. Like, we had to stop a few times and, like, make sure he wasn't wet and all that type of stuff. But for the most part, I feel like the plane, like, taking off and landing is, like, the worst for him. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's commercial or whether it's private, it's the same thing. Yeah, so you got to make sure he's, like, either eating something or kind of, like, distracted from, like, his ears popping.
Right.
Or he going to turn all the way up, man.
That is a vet pro tip, though, because my wife is so good at that, because she handles the baby, like, on the flight. And I'm like, shocked that, like, a lot of people don't know that.
Yeah.
Like, that is, like, 101. And I'm like, so happy that you told us that, because a lot of dads are like, you know what? I should do that.
Yeah, bro. It's super important, because he turned. I've never seen that before. I was like, yo, is you all right? Like, you know how they make them faces and you don't know what's wrong? You okay? I mean, he thought about it, and the doctor was like, yeah, you got to give him something to drink or warm while the plane landed and take off. So, yeah, it was huge.
Yeah.
Huge advice.
So you do either, like, water, milk, or snack?
Yeah, water, milk, or snack. And he kind of distracted himself, and he kind of feel it, but he's chilling a little bit more. Yeah.
No, I love that. But
we got to put that. That's top of our dad tips right there, though, for any traveling dads. That's going on top of our list right there.
Need that. Tell me.
Is your fiance doing breastfeeding, or is she doing formula?
We tried it, and it was a little weird. It was a little too weird for her. She kind of didn't like the I didn't know how, like, hard they actually, like, until, like, he kind of caught my nose one day. It felt like he got teeth. Like, it was like a real, like, pinch. Like, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm not saying nothing else about breastfeeding. you good. Yeah. If you want feeding whatever, you good. I wasn't gonna say nothing else. I was gonna let it be up there.
We made the same call, so you're not alone there.
Man, that's a different feeling. I'm telling you, I couldn't believe that shit. I'm like, wow. Yeah.
So they're like,
no, they are pretty good. They don't like little pit bulls, man.
I can only imagine that he's knocking down that boxing bag. He's probably about to rip off nipples with his teeth.
Yeah. Yeah, he never been over 10 pounds when he came out, too, so he was extra hungry, man. He wanted to eat.
He was over 10 pounds?
He was close to it. He was close
man.
To it. Yeah, he was close to it, man.
Do you remember what you were? Or did mom tell you?
I feel like I was like 10 and 11 ounces.
Okay, so you're a big kid, too.
Like, no, yeah. So, and she was kind of like up there, too, past probably like 8 or 9, close to 9 maybe, or a little over 9.
Okay.
So, yeah, we knew it was gonna get real for her.
She did an epidural, though?
Yeah, man. And that whole little process is kind of like seeing that needle.
Did you get to watch them put that in?
That too. I'm like, oh, I'm good with needles. I know about that. They like, sure.
Man.
Like, yeah, as soon as I saw that shit, like in the back, like in the spine, I'm like, oh, whoa. Ain't no way, yo. There's no way, dog. Oh my god! And the needle's like, oh, this shit. It was disturbing.
It was like way worse, I think, than the actual birth. Because I saw it too.
Yeah.
I witnessed it. Josh, they didn't.
They wouldn't let me. Yeah, they booted me out, and I just remember going to the waiting room, and this dude is sitting there like panicked that his wife's having a kid, and I'm just like,
I feel like chilling, they do that waiting. Because I'm the dads like, would probably want to fight them or something. Because I low key was like, dang, y'all was gonna stick that shit in her. Like, y'all ain't got nothing smaller. That shit was different, man. That was a different process, dog. But It's a learning experience, man.
Was it throughout the day or the night? Because I feel like the nurses have different, like, bedside manner, like, during the daytime and nighttime, because ours is pretty good. And then we heard on an episode we did, a lady was screaming her head off down the hallway. Mm-hmm. And he's like, yeah, I mean, like, if you don't want to get the epidural, you're going to be like that lady. And then the wife was like, all right, I'll get it.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, I was like, damn, that's one way to sell an epidural. And epidurals are like a couple, like $1,000 suckers. Or something.
Oh, really?
I saw like the itemized list. I tell you what, don't ever look at an itemized list of having a baby. You're going to be like double thinking something. Like with insurance, it takes care of a lot. But I was like, man.
Bro, I'm already knowing, bro. That's a real scheme you got going.
Yes, sir. Yes, it is.
Oh, man, do they? But Josh, I'm going to turn this over to you, man. Last question. Khalil, what do you got? You got something good for him?
All right. I gotcha. All right. You're home alone with little Khalil. No fiance, just you and him. He's crying. What are you doing to help him not cry? Just calm him down, get him relaxed.
For one, I probably got to change him and feed him. And two, I gotta get him distracted some kind of way. I gotta play with him and tire him out. That's my thing. That's what I do. So I'm sitting him down and we playing hide and seek. That's our thing. He gonna look around like he gonna chase it behind me and I'm gonna hide in different little spots. But he kind of gets a little better at that too. So I kind of gotta upgrade my hide spots. But for the most part, that's all it takes. And then by the time she get back, he good and tired.
Have you almost lost him though? I feel like I've played that game too, and I've been like scared shitless. I'm like, oh my god, where did she go?
I tell you no lie, yo. So it's like it's kind of easy to kind of lose him in here a little bit, especially upstairs, because we were going around the table, going around his really the island in the kitchen, and then we'll go around in the chef kitchen, and. I went around. I think I lost him, but I thought I lost him for a second. But I thought he was over in the chef kitchen looking for him. And I looked around, and I'm like, "Yo!" And I seen my fiance walk up. I'm like, "Did you see dude?" And she's like, "No."
Oh no!
Like, oh. So I had to go in my room in the master bedroom in the closet, and he's looking for me in the closet in there. I'm like, yo, this dude. That's when I knew he kind of took it to a whole new level. Like, he went around and then went down the hall to the room, and I'm like, yo, this dude is different. He knows, like, that's where we, you know what I'm saying? That's where we be at.
Oh man,
yeah. Yeah,
he's super smart. He saw mom and he gave mom like the deuce. Yeah, like, don't tell dad. Yeah. Like,
nah, I guess they missed each other because she was coming from a different room and like it's like, whoa, like what's the chances, yo? And he's so quick on his feet, he kind of moved like that, like he kind of running a little bit. No.
Yeah, dude, I can imagine.
Yeah, he's funny, man.
But, dude, Khalil, man, we really appreciate your time. I know you're a busy man. Dad now, your whole, you know, season to get looking forward to. So, best of luck, man. I know you're in a great place out there in Los Angeles. And we'll be cheering for you, man. Hopefully we'll see each other one day across the paint again.
No doubt, man. Same to you, brother. Same to you, man. I know you're going to punt the hell out of the ball up there in that cold weather.
Appreciate it, man. I'll be checking in on you. But, yeah,
thanks,
man,
for coming on.
For everybody listening out there, we drop every Wednesday. You never know who we're going to have. And we'll see you guys next time. Later.
Locker Room Dads is powered by Mantra Labs. After my buddy Nick Foles, Super Bowl MVP, recommended this amazing new nutrition line to me, as a professional athlete, I had to listen to hear what he had to say. So let me tell you, Mantra Labs is an absolute game changer. For all you dads out there looking to have more energy, better hydration, and better sleep, look no further. Mantra Labs is the stop for you. So we've actually partnered with them and they provide 25% off everything on their site. So go visit them at gomantralabs.com. Enter Locker Room Dads with no space for 25% checkout.